Okay, good afternoon. Can you hear me enough? Yes? Okay, welcome to this session. As the first thing we would like to inform you about is that the title of the session may say Cloud and Azure, but the session itself is mainly about Windows Phone 7, so we hope that you read the abstract and that you are aware of this fact. So if you leave now, we won't be mad or anything. Just feel free to leave. So if you don't want to leave, great, and we're very happy. Isabel and I are going to present a session that evolves around creating an application from start to finish. A pretty big application, well, an application with a lot of technologies. But first of all, I'm going to start by introducing Isabel. Isabel Gomez is a developer evangelist working for Microsoft Spain. She's a colleague of mine. She's a fantastic evangelist working with ISVs, so vendors and partners in Spain, mainly focusing on Windows Phone.
She's Katrine. She's a developer evangelist in Belgium and Luxembourg. She's also a great developer evangelist, focusing in many technologies, not only in Windows Phone. I met her like 2 years ago in one of our Microsoft internal events, and it was great fun. And we decided, why not doing a session together? So we did it. We did it in our internal technical event for all over the place. I mean, from worldwide Microsoft days, and it was great fun. So we decided to do the same here in Dev Days. So I hope we enjoy it. You enjoy it.
Yeah. So what are we going to see? The application is around a demo that uses... So we really wanted to combine many technologies. So we are using Azure, SQL Azure, and Windows Azure as our backend, with storage as well. Then we're using OData to access that data. We are using the MVVM pattern to create our Windows Phone application. We're using Blend, we're using Visual Studio. We're using some specifics of the phone, like location services, camera task, so that we can take a picture, the application bar, and so forth. We're using Silverlight specifics like data binding and some user controls. So it's a lot of stuff, but made all together in one application so that you have an idea of how those parts, those pieces come together.
So what are we going to build today? This is actually an application that is covering a real need that most of you have faced at least once in your life. Actually, last summer I was in Seattle and I had a technical issue with the airline company, so I lost the connection, and then I went to a hotel, I had to pay something that I hadn't bought, and then I had a problem with the mobile operator with a wireless network issue. And in all these occasions, I just wanted to file a complaint and release my anger. And what I got, it was a phone number with nobody answering on the other side of the phone, or just a piece of paper that it wasn't suitable to file a complaint. So I wanted to find a way to release the pain and not to strangle someone when I have to express my feedback. And I thought it would be a good idea to create a mobile application to express your feedback and share it with the rest of the world through the cloud. And that's why OutLoud was born, and crying out loud your feedback to the cloud. Actually, of course, this idea evolved, and now you can also express positive feedback if you're enthusiastic about a place, a hotel, a restaurant, an airline company, not only to express your anger.
Okay, so for this application, for this demo, so to express anger or actually be happy as well, so your opinion, we're using several parts of the phone application platform. What are we using? We're using Silverlight, we're not using the XNA in this demo, we're using location services, we're using notifications, so push notifications, we're using the phone specifics, we're also using Visual Studio and Expression Blend, the emulator, and on the part that is hosting our services and the Microsoft phone services, we're using notifications, location, mapping, and ourselves, we're hosting the application on Windows Azure, so also using SQL Azure, Windows Azure, and Azure Storage.
So what do we have as the architecture of OutLoud? So in the cloud side, we are hosting an OData service, so it's exposing our opinions through OData, and also we are hosting a REST service called Shared Access Key Service that we use to get the shared access key you need to upload blobs to the Windows Azure storage. Behind the scenes, there's an entity framework model, but it's a very simple model consisting of two entities that, of course, is stored in SQL Azure. We are using Windows Azure storage to upload and host pictures of out loud of the places about the, of the opinions that we are uploading. So on the client side, we have created Windows Phone 7 application that is actually following Model VV Model Pattern. We are actually using Model VV Model Light toolkit that is available by Galasoft. And we are consuming those services, and we are uploading pictures to Windows Azure Storage. Also, we are receiving push notifications, as we will see in one of the demos. And we are integrating location services. We are using launchers like CameraTask and all different stuff that we are going to see in a second. So first of all, I'm going to share what's in the cloud side. So first of all, we have an Azure solution that is consisting of a single web role. So we open this web role and we go to webconfig just to make sure that you trust me. There's a connection string here pointing actually to a SQL Azure database here. And actually, I've opened the old data queries in Explorer, so you can see that we are querying all opinions here, and we are getting atom pub opinions, and we are querying aggregate opinions. We will see what this means, and also we are querying a service operation which is called get nearby aggregate opinions against our old data service. So if you have a look at the code in the Outloud service, what we have here, first of all, is an entity framework model consisting of two entities. So first entity, it's opinions. So opinions have, of course, the name of the place we are talking about, the position, latitude, and longitude of this place. We've got the mood. So if you're feeling angry or very happy about it, you've got description, of course, the Twitter user that uploaded this opinion, and the URL of the picture in Azure storage. And of course, this is mapped to a table in the SQL Azure database. And we've got something that we create as a view in the database, which is aggregated opinions, that actually aggregates the opinions about a specific place. So we have the name of the place, the number of opinions, and the average mood, the average review about this place. So what else do we have here? We also have an old data service, of course, is a data service, .NET data service, exposing our entities, our Outloud DB entities. We are initializing the service. We are actually specifying access to opinions and aggregated opinions. And we are specifying that we want to use server paging with version 2 of old data. And we are also specifying permissions to access a service operation that we are defining here, which is get nearby aggregate opinions, that allows us, once we get a position, to find out all the aggregate opinions around 2 kilometers away from where we are. So what we do here, for instance, is we instantiate the object context of our entity framework model, and we run a function which is actually mapped to a store procedure that makes the calculations of all the opinions that are 2 kilometers around our position, and then we just return the list of opinions using a link query. So what else do we have here? If you remember in the slide, there's also a REST service that is actually allowing us to get the shared access key we need to upload blobs to Windows Azure Storage. This is totally based on the Windows Azure kit for Windows Phone that has actually samples, client-side and cloud-side, so both to create phone applications that actually makes use of Windows Azure Storage. So this is totally based on this operation, this service operation here, get container shared access signature, is totally based on this sample, and it actually gets the container and returns the URA with the shared access key we need to upload these pictures to Outloud. So that's from the service side for the moment. So if we go to switch to the client side, what we have here, it's a model view view model client architecture. So we can see that we have a folder for all the view models. We will see them gradually along the demos. And then we have some views as well that map to these view models. We also will see what we are using this for, the design data to design our user interface. And we will see how we create the main page and some controls with Katrine. So let's switch back to the slides. Oh, sorry, just as a recap, because opinion, it's very well understood, but aggregate opinion is something that we made up. It's just a way to aggregate opinions, so you just aggregate opinions about a specific place, so the number of opinions about Hotel A and the average mood, and that's what we are going to show in the first main view. And opinion, of course, as I've told you, is just information about all the opinions that have been uploaded to OutLoud. Am I talking too fast?
I don't know.
Am I talking
too fast?
Because some
make
people
a
are
stop.
Like, so maybe I will try to slow down.
Okay, so now that we have an idea of what is in the back end and our database, let's switch to the front end. And let's first spend a moment about the creative process of creating that front end. Now, if you have been doing any Windows Phone 7, and I would like to show a show of hands who has been doing Windows Phone development, Windows Phone 7 development. Okay, so about less than half of you, but more or less half of you. So Windows Phone 7, if you're doing Windows Phone 7 development, it's good to read or to inform yourself about the design guidelines, because everything is based on the codename Metro language and the way that it's clean and based. Really, the idea behind it is the signage that is used at airports and metro stations, therefore the name. It, of course, it goes further than that, but it's the idea is to have it integrate with it with the built-in experience. You want your application to be built as if built-in. So try to use that. Now, you can create an application that's completely different and uses your own UI, but if you do consider the design guidelines, you have the ability to use controls that are delivered by default. And if you're creating an application that is consumer information and that is integrating as if it were a native application, in a lot of cases you have two kinds of applications. Now, two kinds of start pages. So you have the hubs that you can find in Marketplace and the Music Hub and the Pictures Hub. Typically that's a panorama style of application where you can scroll, you can flick from one side to the other, and ideally, you use that to show information at a glance, different information at a glance. Then you have the pivot style application, typically the email, all unread, urgent email. A bit like the tab experience you used to have. Now, when we were thinking and working on our application, we started using a panorama first because we kind of find that it's cool or nice looking. But to tell you the truth, it was not very useful, because what do we want to do? We really want to show users all opinions and then nearby opinions. But it means it's the same information filtered, or basically the same format. So we only have those two views, so we decided to use a pivot, which was much more applicable. And then we also have an application bar that allows us to add new application, opinions and search information. So these are the two types of controls that you get by default. Now, I'm going to go through the process of creating the first page on the screen, on the application, and then in a screen that allows us to insert new opinions. So for the first page, which is our startup page, we have a main page with a pivot control, which is delivered by default, with two pivot items to all opinions and nearby opinions. On data side, it's the data source. It's connected to a data source, which is our view model. It's called Opinions View Model, which exposes several properties like the all and nearby, which we'll come to later. And also a property that allows us to notify or to know whenever our location information has been loaded. Without information about the current location, we cannot upload opinions or do anything, so we kind of monitor that. And then we connect that we are attached to the model, which is aggregated opinion. Now, for the data location loaded field, we actually are saving the, we are using the geo coordinate watcher, which is accessing the GPS information or Wi-Fi triangulation. And we're using the GPS helper, which is part of the training kit. So again, showing you that you can use parts of the training kit that allow you to kind of more easily integrate with the geo coordinate watcher. And then we are using the property change event handler to notify within the view itself when the app bar plus button, which you can see there, can be activated. Without no location, we cannot insert new opinions. That's the idea. So that's for the main page. Then once we start, we press the plus sign, which will lead us to a new opinion control. We have a page, which is our view, that instead of, there are several ways to do this, of course, but we worked a bit with a designer and together, and then we decided to do a custom user control that loads the actual submission of the opinion. So we are using visual states to show those different steps. Now, this is one way of doing it. It's just because designers kind of like using visual states, and we had some... You encounter some issues when you're doing MVVM, so we try to integrate those as well. So we have step one, which is information that you enter. Step two is, are you happy or not, which is itself using another control. Step three is then taking a picture and sending the information, and step four is confirmation. That is attached to a submit opinion view model, which is exposing, again, several properties, the opinion itself, the picture that has been selected and taken, the coordinate. Then we have a few commands. So we are using commands that we are using to execute actions from within the view. We are attaching to opinion, not aggregated opinion, but a single opinion. And what is important is for calling our commands, we're using the event to command behavior in MVVM Lite Toolkit, because we want to have a weak link, a way to launch our commands in the view model. And since this is Silverlight 3, you have no command data binding by default, so you can use the event to command behavior. We're also using a converter to know when or not to display or hide a progress bar. And with that, let's go to the demo of our page and control. So I'm going to do blend first. I'm going to do some design. So to start, I'm going to create a new main page. So let's just create that main page. In that main page, let's simply delete the grid that is in there, because this information I do not need. I simply want to use a pivot, so we're going to use the assets.
Make it a bit bigger.
Yeah, if it's not big enough or you cannot read something, just yell, and I can also zoom in. So let's... Let's resize that. And this is the pivot control that's available by default. Let's just rename that here. And by default, you have two pivot items. For our case, that's enough. We just want all opinions and nearby opinions. And actually, since we were playing around with panorama, we had a background, and we kind of got attached to our nice background. So even in a pivot, I know you can also set backgrounds, no problem in this case. That's our first screen. And now for the app bar, I do have some code, some XAML that I want to paste in here, because otherwise I have to type a bit too much. So let me just select this and insert in here. Then I have my app bar. And I will still link that to a data source. So for the moment, I have all the nearby, and I can really, in design time, work with this in Blend. Now, I'm also going to create a data source so that I can already connect to my opinions view model that I can attach to that data source. View models, and then opinions view model. And this is the opinion view model with several exposed properties. I'm just going to data bind that to the page itself. And for now, let's just save that and go to the submit control. So when I press plus, the plus sign, I want to submit a new opinion. To do that, I have a page called submit opinion, a view called submit opinion, which is right here, which is simply calling the submit control. Now, I'm going to the submit control in a minute. Just before going to the submit control, I just wanted to highlight that we have a user control that is expressing our mood. And so the mood is really a storyboard that we control with the the position. So you have delta manipulation to use your finger to say, okay, I'm really sad or angry about to strangle someone, like you say, or I'm happy and I'm really happy and with this service. Now we are using that mood control in our application as well. So how about the submit control? The submit control itself consists of several grids that we show or hide depending on what we want to do. So we have this one. We have the here you have the mood control itself. Then you go to the next step, and every time you go to a next step. So what we have done now, and I'm just going to hide these and show you the last step, which is also, so the last step is a confirmation that the opinion has been submitted. So at the last step, we simply want to show this animation. It's a storyboard. That's step four. So for that, we have created several visual states. So I'm just going to highlight them all. And I'm going into the states part. So the states, we have step one, step two, step three, step four. For the moment, they're all being displayed, but the idea is simply to use projection so that we have a transition when you go to, from one state to another, like a 3D transition. So I'm going to select all of the grids and use the property pane and set the projection to, like here, you can see how this can nicely be set. So I'm simply setting that to minus 120. And then I can switch from one to another. And if I enable transitions, I have this effect. So that's what we really want to do. Now, these have already been all attached to our data source, which is the opinion view model, the submit opinion view model, with like the cancel, which is a command, and then some properties. So what I want to do now is really, when I go to step one, I'm in step one. Let's remove recording. I press on continue. I want to go to the next visual state. So to do that, we can in Blend, because this is mainly the designer working here. In Blend, you can use behaviors. So we are using a behavior to do that. Let's use a behavior, which is go to states. Drop that here on continue one. And when I press on continue, I simply want to go to step two, and so forth. Now, let's go to step two. States, step two. And in this case, remove recording. Actually, for step two, the thing, when I press continue here, I actually want to launch the camera task itself. So I don't really want to go to step three before launching that. So what I want to do is call a command that has been created in my view model, which we will continue to work on later in a later demo. So instead of doing go to state, I'm actually going to call the event to command behavior that is part of the MVVM Lite toolkit. And I'm going to data bind to a command. So I'm already data bound to submit opinion view model. And I'm simply data binding that event to command to take picture command, which we will look at later. And for now, that's enough. Let's simply go back to the main page. Let's add a little bit of code so that we can have this page functional. So I'm going to make sure everything is saved. I'm going to go back to Visual Studio. It's the same project. And I'm going into code behind, adding a reference. We do some code behind because we're working with the app bar. There's no commanding by default in AppBar, so we're using some code behind. There's some other ways to do that, but for here. So I'm going to reference my data source, which is opinions view model. And I'm going to use a snippet to have some code. Some code added to the application. Okay. What is important here? So I have my view model, the data source, and when we get to this page, I'm attaching to the data context and monitoring a property changed, the property changed event handler for the view model. So whenever a property changed that is implementing this this handler that is implementing property changed has changed. We can monitor that. So when we go to that event, we check if the property name is equal to the location loaded, so that we know the location has been loaded. If that's true, then and only then is the button enabled. So I just need to be sure that when you press on the plus sign, that you actually go somewhere. So I'm going to add a click event that has been defined on the page, and then I'm going to show you where that location loaded is actually changing. Because for the moment, the location loaded is actually changing inside of the... have I saved? I think so. There is my app bar. So the first icon is going into click and then submit new opinion. Let me save that and show you where that submit new opinion is going to do. It's simply going to call the navigation service and navigate the user to submit opinion page that we have just described. Before I try this out, let me just show you in the opinions view model in the constructor. We are setting the location loaded to false. So when we start up, there's no location. And then we are starting up the geo coordinate watcher and attaching an event handler. When we come back from that, we set a variable and we actually change the location property, which is then notifying the view that is attached to it. So when we run that, I should load that in my emulator and not in the device for now. We have the app bar. I don't know if you noticed that first it was not enabled and now is enabled. And when you press on, it's the navigation service that's going to be called. The data is going to be loaded here. If I have a connection, actually I don't have an internet connection on this computer, so you won't see it. And then here, with a finger is nicer. But so basically, for now, let's leave it at that and let's go back to the slides. And quickly review what we saw. We have a main page, which is the view. We have the data, which is aggregated opinion on one hand and opinion on the other. We have the main page itself that is using the opinions view model as a data source, using a pivot, an app bar, using the geo-coordinate watcher. We also have a submit opinion, which is itself attached to submit opinion view model, and then to the opinion itself using a submit control, event to command, and then a command, which is an implementation of an I command on the side of the view model itself.
Okay, thank you. So now let's see the opinions that other people have uploaded. So what we are going to do now is going to show those opinions. So first, what we are going to do is add a couple of list boxes to these pivot items, and we are going to bind them to, it's already bound to opinions view model, but behind the scenes, we have actually two view models that are children of this view model. The first one is all opinions view model that actually exposes a property which with a list of all aggregated opinions, and we are binding that list to the list box. And then we are also exposing another property, which is data loading, so that we can use that to either hide or show the progress bar while it's loading. And also for the nearby opinions, we are doing the same. So we have a nearby opinions view model that is exposing a nearby aggregated opinions with all the nearby opinions that are bound to the list box, and also is data loading property to hide or show the progress bar. Behind the scenes, we have, of course, the aggregate opinion model. Sorry, the entity of the model. So let's see it in Blend. I've just done a little step from Katrine's sample that is just adding this list box in pivot item all and nearby list box to nearby pivot item. So now what I'm missing here is the binding. So if I go to data and I check the same opinions view model data source that Katrin has added, I can actually select all opinions view model and select all aggregated opinions property with a list, and then just drag and drop and bind it. Here, if you notice, I'm just showing some design time data, so that it's very useful that I can start now, you know, defining my user interface and defining my templates without waiting for the developer to finish with some real data and consuming data, and I can do it in Blend. So now we've got this, and also we can actually go to nearby opinions view model, pick up the nearby aggregated opinions, and drag and drop it to the other list box here in the other pivot item. So now what I can do is to start designing my templates. So let's go a bit closer. So I choose my list box, I go to edit templates, edit item template, and edit this current template. And first of all, what I could do is just change it to, for instance, a grid, maybe a bit bigger, maybe define a column here, just move things around, like, I don't know, the name of the place, which is Restaurant Cool Food in this case, here, and then maybe this is the number of opinions, this is the mood, but I'm going to delete the mood because I'm going to use the mood selector control. So I just look it up, and then I just drag and drop it here. And now what I'm missing is that I need to bind this control to a property, to the average mood of the aggregated opinion. So I just go to properties, and this custom control is very intelligent, and it's exposing one of these properties is the mood, that I can actually data bind it to the average mood of my aggregated opinion. So now it's showing the random number that I'm using for the fake data. I can actually make it a bit nicer, but instead of doing so in the demo, I have a template ready here so that I go a bit quicker. It just changes a little couple of things, so it's not that much better. So let's just place it here. So I've just added opinions, and I've set it up a little bit better. So now that I have this template, I go back to the design of the page, and I can also use the same template here for the same for the other nearby list box. So I just go to additional templates, and I apply just the template that I've created, so both are shown the same way. This is showing nearby opinions, and the other one is showing all opinions. So now I need a kind of progress bar that will show until this information is finally loaded. So here I've got another snippet in SAML, which is actually a grid with a progress bar inside. So I'm going to pick it up here. I'm going to add it to the pivot item one, which is the all opinions pivot, and here. And then I'm going to add it also to the nearby pivot item. So this progress bar is not showing all the time. It's always, as you can see here, it's always visible. So what I need to do now is just bind it to a property, to a bool property that tells me when it's loading and when it's not loading yet, or it's finished loading, actually. So I go to visibility property here, and I go to data binding. I show all properties here. And in all opinions view model, is data loading, I'm binding it to this prop, to the visibility, and of course it's returning a bool. So I need a visibility property. So I go and use a bool to visibility converter, and then I just bind it. So now it's collapsed because, sorry, it's visible because whenever it's loaded, first it's loading and then it will be hidden. So if I do the same with the other progress bar here, I go to data binding, I show all properties, I go to nearby, and I select is data loading, I use the same converter here, and I'm done. So just let's run it in emulator for the moment. Since I'm using design time data, I'm not still consuming services. I'm also showing design time data at the runtime. So I'm seeing Cool Food, and nearby it's the same Cool Food. And progress bar is not showing because it's loaded immediately. So let's go back to the slides. And now what we are going to do is getting some real data. So what we are going to do now is just calling our OData service, so all aggregated opinions entities, and also we are calling the get nearby opinions service operation that we've seen before in the code in that service. But also what we need here is some kind of navigating like master detail. What I mean by that is that you have the main page with all opinions, but you want to select one and see the details of that aggregate opinion. So see the name, all the opinions, and the list of opinions behind the scenes. And also, if I select one of these, then I have to go and see the picture, the situation in the map, and also the specific description of this opinion. So how can I do that? In our case, we are loading a view and instantiating a view model at that time. When I'm selecting one of these aggregate opinions in the main page, the view model, which is opinions view model, knows it. But then the other view model that is actually going to be loaded afterwards doesn't know about this selected aggregated opinion. So we need a way to create a communication between view model 1 and view model 2, which is normally Messenger. If you don't know it, it's a model view model light toolkit artifact to communicate between view models. But in this case, we are using a specific messenger, which is last replay messenger, because when this view model sends a message, the other view model is not yet loaded. So we need some kind of intelligent messenger that when this view model, the second view model loads and asks for the message, this one knows how to replay the last message. And that's why we are using the last replay messenger. This is available in Windows Phone 7 Contrib project in CodePlex. That actually shows a lot of samples of best practices on location, caching, performance, and lots of things that are very useful. So how are we going to do that? So my main page, as we've seen, is actually bound to opinions view model. And we've got, in all opinions view model, we are exposing selected aggregated opinion that is actually bound to selected item in the list box. So when we change the selected item in the set property, and we do the same for sure in the nearby aggregated opinions, so we select a new item, the set method of the property fires, and here we send a message using this last replay messenger saying, hey, this is the selected aggregated opinion. So when selection change fires, we navigate to the next view, which is aggregated opinion, which instantiates the aggregated opinion view model. And when this is loaded, it actually registers for the message and gets the message, so it knows about the selected aggregate opinion and can show it in the view. So let's, and then it will go to OData, get all the opinions of this specific place that we are looking at. So let's see it in action. Let's see if I, okay, choose the right one. So first of all, I'm going to close this one. And I'm going to go ahead and show you the final consuming data. First of all, does anybody know how I can get a proxy of an OData service? You know Data Service Util? It's actually a tool that is available in OData version 2 in CodePlex that allows you to create the proxy of OData service and creates you the entities. So the result is here our model. So if we go here to Out Loud OData client, we got three things actually. We've got the Out Loud DB entities, which is a data service context to consume OData service, and we've got two entities in our model, which is aggregated opinion and opinion in the client side. So, first of all, I would like to show you how we deal with design time data. So, if we go to All Opinions view model, and we go to the constructor. If we detect that we are in design mode, we call create design time data. That's what we see in blend, design time data. That's actually defined. You can do it in many different ways, but we have actually decided to use an extension of this partial class and define this method where we are actually creating fake data for all these aggregated opinions. So if we go back to opinions constructor, if it's not in design mode, first of all, we signal is data loading equals true so that the progress bar will show up. And then we call get all opinions, and we go to all to get all opinions. We're just creating data service collection. We are actually calling asynchronously using the data service context all aggregated opinions. And when we receive the callback with the first server page, we check if there are other server pages and get the next server page. And if not, we are ready. We signal it with data loading equals false, and it just raises property change so the list box shows the latest all aggregate opinions. In the case of nearby aggregate opinions, so we go to nearby opinions view model, in this case, it's not actually the same because when we are actually loading and constructing the near opinions view model, we have to wait for the location to be loaded first in order to call the service operation with our location and get the nearby opinions. So we use the same code that Katrine showed you in opinions view model. So when the status of the watcher changes here, and we know that our position is ready, we actually call nearby get nearby opinions that actually does a thing. So what it does, it just creates our context of all data and executes asynchronously the service operation. And when it comes back, it actually creates the data service collection and, of course, signals it as is data loading false so that the progress bar is hidden. So this is for the show real data. But if you remember, we were seeing the problem with navigation from master to detail. So let's just see it as I explained in the slide. So if we go to blend first, the first thing that you remember, if you remember well, is the selected item of the list box is actually bound to a property in the view model. So whenever it changes, we know it in property, we can do something in the set method of the property. So here, two things happen in blend. First of all, in the list box, if we go to select item, by selected item, we have very little space here. So. If we go to selected item and we check the data binding, you can see that it's bound to selected aggregate opinion. So the view model knows which aggregate opinion has been selected in the list. And behind the scenes also, the view, when list box, when selection changes, sorry. Okay, so when selection change fires in the list box, we are navigating to another view, which is aggregate opinion. So that's from the design side. But if we go to the code, and we go to the set method of the property selected aggregated opinion, so all opinions view model, we check the selected aggregated opinion, which is bound to selected item in the list box. In the set property, we actually send the message using the last replay messenger with this selected aggregate opinion. So the view model, which is the destination, is the aggregated opinion view model. So it's the detail view model that is loaded next. So we go to aggregated opinion view model, and we go to the constructor, which is the second view model. Here, if you see, we just, after loading, we just register for the message and we specify a callback. So when the last replay messenger sends our message with the selected to aggregate opinion message, we get the aggregate opinion from the message so that we get all opinions from all data so the view can show it. So let's see it running after so much speaking. So let's see here. Here? Yeah. Okay, so here it's running. So now we are going to show real data, hopefully, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got opinions in Las Vegas that we actually uploaded in Mix. And then, yes, in Belgium and in Spain and all over the place. And we've got some opinions for Dev Days. So if we look it up, for instance, I took a picture here in the speakers room and... actually, I think it's, yeah, Katrine with some speakers. So this is a master detail. So we do the same, the second stage, the same thing, selected items, selected aggregate opinion, and the messenger between the view models. And we are showing the location and
in Spanish,
description.
If you don't.
Oh, yeah, of course. My phone is in Spanish. So Den Haag is La Haya in Spanish. Okay, so that's getting real data. And let's switch back to the slides.
Okay, now we have our main page. We are loading data, we are loading the pivots, we are making sure that once location is loaded, we can also press the plus sign and go to a new opinion. And the next step I want to do is enable the take picture, and then enable the saving of data, because that's the last step. Well, almost last step. But there's something important you need to know about Windows Phone applications. So Windows Phone applications run run on the phone. There's no multitasking enabled for third-party applications today. So it's important to know that at any time, whenever a phone call comes in or you do some choosers and launchers going externally, that your application can tombstone. So it will go into the background and it will go into like a coffin, I guess. So it might kind of die, and at a certain moment it will die, but in the case that it comes back from tombstoning. What is this? So it's important that you, as a developer, you save that state. If the person comes back and the application has not been killed, in this case, then in that case, you will come back from tombstoning and you will come into activated mode. So when you launch the first time, you go into launching, then you come back from tombstoning, it's activated. When you go into tombstoning, deactivated, and when you actually close the application because you did back key or something, you actually go into closing. Now, these are the events you can use to take into account, but you can also, in any state, in any page, you can use the phone application page state or application phone application state itself. So we are going to use the application state information to save temporary information, transient information. We're going to do that for whenever I'm in the view model, I'm in the submit opinion, and I'm in one of the visual states. The thing is, visual states, they will just be killed, and I will always go back to the first visual state because the application does not know I have many visual states. What you need to know is that the phone service, the application for you, it will be tombstoned, and your navigation path will be saved for you in tombstoning. So when you come back, the user will come back into the page that you navigated to. If you don't use navigation service, you go back to the first page. So what are we going to do? We're going to use our submit opinion control with the several steps. What is important to highlight here? I'm going to take a picture. Take picture is going to call the take picture command, which is going to execute a command, an actual method, an actual function. We're going to take the picture there and then come back. At the same time, we're also making sure that at this stage, we're going to save the data that I have entered, that I have taken, the picture that I have taken, save all of that to SQL Azure and Azure Storage. At the same time, we're using several states. What I'm going to do first is going to call a camera task so that I can take the picture and then come back. Because we are using visual states, it's kind of difficult because I can save state into tombstone, and so I have a little function that allows me to save to tombstone, load from tombstone, and remove. It's simply going to save that into phone application service.state. The thing is, because I'm using visual states, my view model doesn't know I'm using visual states. It's something about the view, so we're kind of using some code behind to save that as well. So we're saving states at two points. And let's go into the demo and actually load that. First of all, how do I take a picture? I'm going to take the picture whenever I press, I'm in state number two, I press continue, it will load a camera task, and it will come back to this application, to this screen, not actually to this screen, but to step number three. So that's what we want to do, because in this step, I'm going to show the picture here, this is all data bound. So to do that, I already showed you that
I forgot to use design data there.
Sorry?
Yeah, we forgot to use design data there. So
that's true.
Yeah.
We didn't
initialize it. We should have used like a sample picture and a sample location so that you could
see
something.
To show you that it's actually data bound. So when I press here, I'm going to call the command that I showed you earlier, which is take picture. How does that work? Take picture. Let's go to Visual Studio. That's in the submit opinion view model itself. So it's a relay command. So we'll go to that in a minute. But in the constructor, I have my take picture method itself that is the relay, that's the execution of that method. So whenever you press that button, you go to take picture method, which is going to tombstone the current opinion. Just in case you lose anything, the current opinion will be saved. So the name, the description, the mood, and all of that. And that's simply going into a little class that is going to use the application service current state.
This can actually happen anytime.
Yeah,
I mean, you are submitting an opinion, somebody calls you, you get tombstone. And then when you come back, then you have to make sure that the state is saved somewhere so that you see that nothing happened. You're still there in the same place with the same data.
Yeah, so it's really your responsibility to do it. So, and other than that, we're using a task, which is a camera capture task, and which is then coming back on the completed event. So once you call it, it's going into that maybe tombstone, maybe, you don't know. It might tombstone. Going into that show camera picture task, you take a picture, you come back on the completed, and then the result is simply simply attached to the chosen picture. So it's simply assigned to the chosen picture, which is data bound and which will be notified in the view, and the view will automatically also update and show the current picture. That's one. The second thing is I need to save that tombstoning, save that information to tombstoning. So what I'm actually doing is at any step, I might tombstone. So when I press continue, I want to make sure that the saved visual state is step one. When I press on the continue for step number two, I want to make sure that the current saved step is step number two, and so forth. So what I've been doing here is some code behind, but first of all, I'm going to use, when I'm going on the button, continue, I'm going to use the tag, which is a field or an element that you can use to save any object state or any object information or an object itself or string, in this case a string. So I'm simply going to save step one here. When I'm at step two, which is step one, I select this one. When I'm in continue one, it's step one, and so forth. So I'm going to save that. How am I going to save that? With some little code behind that is going to check the current tag, going to save that into, again, a submit opinion visual state manager. It's just a specific key. So we're going to save that at every time. And then, of course, when we come back and we reload this control, when we are initializing, we're going to load that information and make sure that if you pressed on continue step one, you actually want to go to step two when you come back or when you reinitialize state. So we simply go step plus one and call the go to state action. Okay, let's run that in my phone. So I'm just unlocking my phone device. Let's run that.
Should.
And yeah, okay. Once it starts deploying, it is deploying.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh.
And I don't have network. Yeah, I might not have a network. I'm just going to show you because this is, when I don't have network, for the moment, we let it go to default location just so that we can do something. I'm just going to type in here. I'm going to press continue just to see if we can go into the camera task.
Are they happy
and
or sad?
I'm really sad because this is not working as I expected.
Why?
Because it's not, no connection, it's not saving any data. It's still lots of work to do. I'm afraid you are not on it. Next time. Oh, you'll be mad at me. So there, you come back and go to step three because we're initializing that and taking you one step further. And now, see, I'm really not happy.
Okay, let's fix that.
Can you fix that for me?
Yeah, let's submit it. Okay.
Perfect. In that case,
is it one? Is it two? Okay.
You are.
So. What we are missing here is the submit opinion part. So if you remember, there was a command, submit opinion. So the view calls this command in the view model. That's what we are going to see now. So if we go to the submit opinion view model and we go to submit opinion command, which is actually a method on behind the scenes, first of all, as usual, we want to notify the view we are submitting so the view can decide what to do with this is submitting. So what we are actually doing is show a progress bar gray out what is seen, so you can see the progress bar, and then you have the sensation, so that the user knows that something is going on and it's not stuck somewhere. So first of all, we need to upload the picture to Azure Storage, so we get the URL in Azure Storage, and then we can upload the whole opinion to our data service. So first of all, we use this method. This is a method, actually, again, based in the Azure kit for Windows Phone. So it's very easy to use. It actually has a lot of classes here that you can use. It's here, storage client. So you have a cloud blob client, a cloud blob, a cloud blob container. It's very easy and very clean to use. So first of all, you decide the blob name that you want to use. It's just a mix between the name of the site, of the opinion, the user that is uploading it, and some data time information. And then we get the picture that we have Tombstone. We get that picture and the photo stream, and we use actually some metadata associated to the picture. And what we do here is just we instantiate a Cloud Blob client from this Azure toolkit for Windows Phone, and we pass the client of the shared access signature service, the REST service that I showed you before, so that it's able to upload that using the shared access key that it gets first. So then I call upload of this blob client with the blob name, the picture I want to upload, and some metadata, and then I call back, which means I call back where I was, which is here, and then what? And now I have the blob name, which is the actually not on not the whole URL. I have to put the container URI before, and then I've got the picture URL for the new opinion. I, of course, hard code the user because we haven't done the integration with Twitter yet. That's something to improve. And then we submit it. So what we do in the submission is that we are actually, again, creating a data service context. We add to the opinions collection, the new opinion, and we save changes asynchronously. And when we come back from saving changes, we just call nsavingchanges and we signal it to the view through the property so it decides whatever to do. Like in this case, it goes to next step. If you remember well, the last step is step four. So if you go to the view and we see what it does when this property changes, we go to submit opinion control. And what it does here is something that already Katrin showed you. It attaches to the property change event handler. So when the view model changes one of its properties here, in this case, if it's submitting and it's submitting equals true, what I'm actually doing is running a storyboard that grays out, and the grid progress bar is already bound to is submitting, so it will show. But when I'm finished, I'm done, and is submitting equals false, what I want to do here as the view is first, I want to go to state four, which is a black page, sorry, black grid, and launch the storyboard that you saw, like your opinion has been submitted. And then when this storyboard is completed, I actually run the storyboard completed, which is navigating back to the main page once the opinion has been submitted. So let's try to run this. Okay, cross fingers. I'm going to stop first this one and run it again. So this is three. Do you want to file the opinion, please? Sure, I don't like my fingers here, so.
So let's try that. So should I call it dev days? Location is...
I have a problem with GPS. Sometimes it doesn't work inside the class. So I'm using the a sample location in this case.
A dummy. Yeah. It's not 2001.
No.
I wish I was younger, but... I'm happy.
You're happy?
Because you're going to save my information. Someone was waving, so I'm trying to wave. It's sorry because there's like a very big flash because of the light here. And let's submit that information.
So it's graying out. That's a storyboard and showing the progress bar. There's moving to step four and showing this storyboard and then going back to the opinions, whatever. And then I guess if the location is working fine, it should be somewhere
there's
here.
There's 8 opinions now instead of 7.
Yeah, so it should be here. Yeah.
Sorry, I was just typing very quickly.
And somebody... Okay.
Thank you for the support.
That's why you're happy. Okay. Yeah. Let's go back to the slides.
Okay.
So there's some more thing that... you want to do a summary about this?
Okay. Presenter mode. So what have we seen? We have the submit opinion control that is loading a... Well, submit opinion page that's loading a control with several steps. What is important to highlight, we're using the take picture command, which is using event to command behavior, which is then calling a executing a method, calling the camera task. And we're also using tombstoning, well, we're saving the information to Azure upon submit opinion, calling the visibility converter for the submitting for the grid, the progress bar, sorry, and then going to step 4, going to that visual state. We're also saving the information at any stage. We're saving that information to tombstoning, well, to the state, really, and reloading that, and also on code behind of the view itself, because we didn't want to put any of the visual state information in the view model. Now, this is because that's the separation we wanted to do here. And which leads us to the final, more or less final part, I guess.
Okay, so what we want to do now is that I want to be notified if a user uploads an opinion. Of course, the advanced version of OutLoud will actually allow you to configure the type of notifications you want to receive, like, yeah, opinions about a specific place or a specific area or my country or my city or whatever. Right now, you always get a notification whenever somebody uploads an opinion. So how are you going to do that? First of all, the main page is actually bound to opinions we model. So we need a kind of background thread waiting for opinions. So we launch a background thread that actually registers for notifications and subscribes to the three types of notifications that there are right now in Windows Phone 7, which are tile, toast, and raw notifications. So when OData service intercepts another new opinion, it actually sends a tile, toast, and a raw notification to all the Windows Phone 7 devices that have subscribed and registered for the notification. So when this background thread receives the raw notification in this case, because the tile and toast is actually handled by the system, so it will actually change the tile and it will actually show the toast message. But in the case of the raw notification, it's the application that must actually receive it and do whatever it wants with it. So in this case, the background thread receives the raw notification, and it actually calls back opinions view model with the opinion that has just been uploaded to OutLoud. And then the opinions view model signals it with just setting a property new opinion arrived with this new opinion. So again, the view is attached to the property changed event handler. So it can actually decide what to do. In this case, we are going to launch this nice pinky grid with the new opinion that has been uploaded. It's just a storyboard. So let's do that. I think it's a summary now. Okay. So first of all, what do we have on the service side? I've based the sample, the push notifications part, on the training kit sample for push notifications, so it's very easy again to use it. So first thing you have is just the registration service, where actually the client side sends the channel URI where it needs to receive the push notification, and this maintains the subscribers list, so all the devices that have subscribed to my notifications. After that, this is really customized for OutLoud. What I do here is I want to send a push notification whenever a new opinion has been uploaded. So what I do here is I just define a change interceptor here for opinions entities. So whenever there's an update operation, which means an add of a new opinion, first of all, I get all the subscribers that have registered through the registration service, and then I create the toast, the tile, and the raw push notification. These are, again, classes of the training kit, so the code is much cleaner because we are using them. So we are sending a message with a new opinion, asynchronously here. Then we want to send a tile notification. In this case, we want to decide what image is going to change in the live tile in the start screen. So if the opinion is under 30, it means we are not angry. So it means a smile. So we will show a smiley face. If it's between 30 and 70, it means it's indifferent. And if it's over 70, it means it's very angry. So we are going to use that background image. If you notice, it's a relative local image, so it should be in the SAP in the Windows Phone 7 client. And then we just send a tile with the name of the place asynchronously again. With the case of the raw notifications, you actually have to prepare an XML message. So this XML message, which is the raw payload, is just an XML message with a new opinion, the name of the place, the description, the mood, and the user that actually uploaded the information. And then once it's ready, then we send it synchronously again to all subscribers. That's from the service side. If we go to the client side, if you remember, we are launching a background thread in order to listen to raw notifications and to subscribe to all types of notifications. So if we go to the opinions view model constructor, what we have here is that we launch a background thread, and we actually, what we run is a start notification, which it means here, we are actually creating an instance of notification helper. Again, it's a class that is available in training kit. And what I changed here is that I specify a callback. So whenever the notification helper, which actually opens a channel, subscribes to Tile, Toast, and Raw, gets a raw notification, it will call back this specified callback. So this callback is here in the opinions view model. So whenever a new opinion arrives, I just signal it with a property, with a new opinion that I got from the notification helper. So this means that the view can do something about it. Let's go back to the view. So if we go to the main page in this case, which is the view of the opinions view model, if I find it here, in this case, what we do in the property change event handler, if we go to the property change event handler in this case of the view model, we saw before that is the data location ready with Katrin in the first demo, but now we are checking if a new opinion has arrived and the opinion is not now, then just begin this storyboard, which is the pinky thing that is a grid that actually shows the name of the opinion that's actually bound to the name of the opinion. So we just begin it and it shows. So let's cross fingers and let's run it. So I'm going to run it in my phone and Katrin is going to upload an opinion so we can see that the pinky thing runs.
Yeah, I just deployed the same version to my phone so that I can actually put something on Azure.
So now looking at opinions, and I've launched the background thread, and we are waiting for raw tile and toast notifications.
I have a connection because I opened up my data roaming, so my manager
is going
to kill me. But anyway, it's very important because this is a session of Dev Days. Okay, let's call this Dev Days. And, well, I'm going to say it's a
happy ending?
Great crowd. They have been supporting me, so.
Smile!
<I'm really> happy. Oh, you can smile in the next. Yeah, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And. Now, I'm going to do it here, hopefully less. You are on there. Can you see yourself? Yeah. Whoops.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's cross fingers. So it's 3G, so it's a bit slower.
Yeah, it's pretty okay, but it's uploading the image. We're not actually resizing the image size. We're just uploading it as it is for this demo. And this is going to cost me, okay. I'm kidding.
I hope your manager doesn't kill you.
No.
The thing is, we only have one cable network, so we
have
to decide
which one. Yeah, we're doing the best with the connectivity
what we have
here.
Ooh. It's really slow. Is it 3G? Are you sure?
Yes, because otherwise I wouldn't have a connection.
But maybe it's GPRS. Yeah, it's GPRS. Yes.
Oh yeah, it doesn't go into.
So maybe you show the emulator. Oh no, and then I just take the picture.
Just upload it, and I'll.
And you receive the notification.
Yes.
Okay, so let's upload it like dev days.
You're not seeing what you're typing. I don't have connection anymore.
Cross fingers. I'm going to put cross fingers. Do you have a connection?
I seem to have one because it looks.
Yeah, but it's very slow. Are you sure it's 3G?
Yeah, it is.
That's 3G.
No, it was working really well on 3G.
Yeah, I know. So for some reason, it's not.
This was our main failure parts, possible failure parts in our demos is connectivity.
Let me
open up the emulator while you press.
But you don't have a network either.
I don't know.
So okay, we will improvise. So I'm going to show the emulator here.
And you have a connection.
And I do. Yeah. So I'm going to show the emulator. So this is going to be the one receiving the notification.
The raw all the notifications, but we want to show you the raw notification mainly, which is where you can do whatever you want to show it to your client. And you're going to upload a new opinion here?
Yeah, and we are going to upload it here. Okay, now, so proceed.
They're not seeing it, but that's okay, right?
You believe us that we are going to take a picture and everything. I mean, I'm not doing anything against this, so... Pinky!
Going to call it... dev days.
Yeah. And cross finger.
I'm going to say cross F. Cross F. No, F is too. No. No.
What are you thinking about?
I'm going to say we're not happy just so that
because
you see.
Because there's only one.
Yeah, because it's not really working as we were hoping. Let's give some love to this side because, accept that and.
Okay.
It's now.
Submitting.
Uploading,
now,
yeah. The
I should be, yeah, here it is. So, what we forgot to show you is actually if you pin here the out loud thing to start, then it will show a different tile as well.
Right.
So, but we can show it here because we don't have much time. So it's actually showing this. So that was Dev Days, the latest
That's
test.
My latest.
So yeah, so it shows you the mood and it shows you the latest plays and so on.
Right.
Or you get the toast message as well. So, well, we are coping with network problems. Okay, so let's go back to the slides.
Well, I think we're finished, actually.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Why not?
Let me show you why.
Okay. You want to go back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
So, what do you think it happens if I just press new opinion, and it goes to the first step, so I just, whatever I do, blah, blah, and I blah. And then I go to next step, and I say, ooh, I just chose the wrong name, and I go back. What does it happen? Should go to the first step, right?
So to the step one, visual state.
Okay, so it's not actually happening.
Yeah,
why
you're
is
right,
that?
You're right. Actually, it's very logical because the navigation service only records navigation service. Well, when you go to a certain page action. So if you don't go to a page, if you don't use navigation service, which is the case going. State one, state two, state three. So it doesn't record it. So you have to find a way to override that. So what we can do is override on back key press. Whenever the user does a back key press, I can intercept that and cancel the event of back key press and do whatever I want. So that's actually what I did on my version, which you can switch here. And I'll just show you.
What is that?
Even without a connection, I'm just I'm going to do a new one, type in whatever, So continue. And now if I press back, it actually just goes to the previous visual states. And that's what I really quickly want to show you.
Yeah.
Really quickly. And I need to sit. So it's very simple. You override the on back key press. We did it here on the submit opinion page. We go to the visual states. Remember, I was saving step one, step two, step three in the tag property of the button. So we're simply saving that state. Whenever we press back key, I'm going to see if, did I save any state, any visual state? If yes, well, take me to that visual state which I saved. And then to be sure that if you press back key again, we deduct one and we resave that state. So the important thing here is cancel the event on back key press and save the previous state. And that's
good solution.
Well, very quickly explained.
You have to share that version with me.
Yes, I will. I will. Okay, let's finalize and recap here.
Yeah, I think we can skip that. So
that's,
is it clear, the push notification sample? Okay.
It's a lot, but it's all the demos in one. We just want to finish off with the following. Improvements we could do, a lot, of course, but
a big list.
Some of the most obvious ones are our categories and integration with Twitter and actual error handling and so forth. What did we learn mainly? Because we did this to ourselves 1 year ago to start learning about Windows Phone. Use behaviors, use MVVM, learn about the execution lifecycle, what happens with launchers and choosers. When you use notification, when you use location services, for example, make sure you don't leave it open all the time because it uses a lot of battery power. So things like that were the main things we learned. And push notifications is great to personalize your application, even if it's not running, because you can send toast and tile notifications. Now, in next month, we will release the next version of the tools called Mango for the next release of Windows Phone, or the next update at least. You will have new stuff in Visual Studio, like location. You can manage location and mapping. You can also you can also play around and emulate the accelerometer, which is good. Profiler, so your code performance can be reviewed. We have Silverlight 4. Great that we now have Silverlight 4 in there as well. A lot of improvements in push notifications, but also in tiles. So you can have deep linking. You can have multiple tiles per application. A lot of stuff in there that I didn't put on the slide. IE9, so with HTML5 as well, and more. We did all of this with using learning from samples. We continuous adapting our demos, but all of the main things we use are in these samples and in these training kits and in these toolkits. So go check them out. I hope the session gave you an idea to go check out stuff. If you haven't been done a lot, or if you have been doing a lot already, you might have picked up some interesting stuff. I think the slides will all be uploaded to the site as well, to channel line. So enjoy, and if you have questions, you can come up after the session because we have to finish now. Thank you.
So thank you.
Really, all the problems we ended.